In Sudan, voters are heading to the polls in what has been billed as the first multi-party elections in 24 years. All seats are in play nationwide, including the presidency of the Republic and the presidency of the semi-autonomous South. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who seized power in a military coup years ago, is expected to win easily, but that may be because many of his political opponents have left the race. NPR's Gwen Tompkins is in Khartoum. And Gwen, I understand there will be 3 days of voting for various offices around the country. How's day one going so far?
Well, Leanne, you know, for an election that everybody knew was coming, there's been an awful lot of confusion. As you mentioned, the presidential candidates, so many of them have pulled out in recent days, but their names are still on the ballots. And at the polling stations, there seems to be some confusion about who gets to vote.
Many in Sudan's political opposition are accusing the ruling party, President Bashir's party, of dirty tricks. What kind of impropriety are they talking about?
First, they're talking about what they consider to be problems with the ballots. The ballots were supposed to be printed outside of Sudan. In the end, the government, which is, of course, controlled by the ruling party, decided to give the contract to a company that is very, very close to the ruling party. So that created an awful lot of distrust among the other parties. Also, there are problems with voter registration. You know, in the final days of voting registration, millions of names came up onto the rolls, and there is really real concern about whether those names are real. Some allege that there could be 4 to 6 million ghost names on the registries. So that has also led to distrust and, you know, opposition parties abandoning the process.
Gwen, with all this confusion, I mean, is everyone confident the election will move forward?
Absolutely. Bashir himself has made his wishes very well known. He's been fairly threatening to international monitors, elections monitors, who he believes might be clouding the process, you know, with claims of impropriety. But then also the international community is behind this election. You know, the U.S. was central to the brokering of a peace agreement between North and South Sudan that ended a 21-year civil war. And that peace agreement mandates that these national elections happen. Without the national elections, the peace agreement does not move forward. Also, without these elections, next year's referendum for the South, in which Southern voters are going to be able to vote for independence from Khartoum, from Bashir, from the Republic of Sudan, that vote will not take place. And everyone wants that referendum to move forward in 2011.
NPR's Gwen Tompkins in Khartoum. Gwen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
Thank you.